Hello.
Hello, my name is Karen Lopez, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. First of all, are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you so much. And what are the chances of your voting in the August 20th primary election for the US Senate, the Florida legislature, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote?
Yes, I am. I'm almost ready to vote.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you plan to vote in the Republican primary or the Democratic primary?
Democratic.
Okay, thank you. And can you tell me in what year were you born?
1967.
1967, okay, thank you so much. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes, Hispanic.
Okay, and is that you or a household member or both?
Yeah, it's myself, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I think things in Florida are not going that great.
So you would say in the wrong track?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I would like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, please say so, and we will move on to the next one. The first one is Joe Biden.
Favorable.
And is that very favorable or somewhat favorable?
I'll say very favorable.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Kamala Harris.
Also very favorable.
Okay. Then we have Rodney W. Jacobs Jr.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, got it. Then we have Barbara Kerr.
Margaret what?
Barbara Kerr.
Oh, nope, don't know it.
Okay. And the last one is Chad Quitman.
Don't know it either.
Okay, thank you so much for the answer. And now, if the Democratic primary for the Florida State Senate were held today and the candidates in the district were Rodney W. Jacobs Jr., Barbara Sherriff, and Chad Quitman, for whom would you vote?
What are the other things? I know Sherriff. What are the other ones?
Yes. Rodney W. Jacobs Jr. is one. Then we
okay.
have Barbara Sherriff. And the yeah. last one is Chad Quitman.
I would say Barbara Sherriff.
Okay, thank you. And how certain are you that you will vote for Barbara Sherriff? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat certain.
Okay, got it. And still thinking about the Democratic primary election, can you please tell me which one of the issues I'm going to mention is most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate? The choices are voting rights, healthcare, climate change and the environment, education, jobs and wages, home and proper insurance, LGBTQ rights, or protection reproductive rights.
One was about the insurance, right? You said, what did you say about insurance?
Home and proper insurance.
Yes, that's important to me, yes.
Okay. And finally, I would like to ask you a few more questions. This is for statistical purposes. So, thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I would say moderate.
Moderate, okay. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I'm sorry?
The last year of schooling.
Yeah. It would be university 4 years.
Okay. And finally, it's strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor. Can I have just your first name?
Fausto. That's in Frank, A-U-S-T-O.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. And this concludes our service. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.